fresca habló otra vez por televisión. Nos dijo a todos que aquí no habría devaluación.
It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Haake. Why is a Bronx native and a salsa artist campaigning in the presidential election in Venezuela? Willie Colon released a song that's criticizing the candidate picked by the late Hugo Chavez, that's Nicolas Maduro. The song is called Mentira Fresca, or Fresh Lie, and it's getting lots of attention. Willie Colon joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Willie.
Hi, Richard.
So you were born in the Bronx, a Puerto Rican descent. Why write this song and get involved in Venezuelan politics?
Well, it wasn't something that happened overnight. You know, I was a child star. I'm 62 now. And I've been traveling through Latin America for 40-something years. So I've got a long relationship with Venezuela. I lived there for a year. I did my first soap opera there. I decided to go out as a soloist myself. And the first country that embraced me, my first platinum record, I sold 300,000, was in Venezuela. So, you know, they've been very generous and affectionate with me. And as time went on with this Chavez regime, at first, Chavez came out with his, you know, dressed as a civilian and all humble, and he made all kind of promises. But it didn't take long for him to, you know, put on the military uniform and change the constitution and refuse to step down. And, you know, after 14 years, the only thing... It was an act of providence that God took him.
Now, the New York Times reports that your song had more than 670,000 plays on SoundCloud by the middle of this week.
Yeah.
Does this success surprise you? Is this what you were planning?
Well, actually, no. I was just wanted to help them out with a jingle. You know, there was had no idea. You know, we surpassed some commercial, you know, projects with this. Most commercial projects. So. No, it's a really pleasant surprise, and I think it's great because it gets the message out. Americans, especially liberal Americans, tend to, oh, okay, socialists, and they go along with it, but they have no idea that what they consider liberal is like way to the right of what's going on down there. I mean, you know, if they had an idea that if Sean Penn really knew and Oliver Stone and all these people really had an idea of what they were endorsing, they wouldn't do it.
Now, we certainly don't think that music is such a big part of a campaign, part of the campaign trail. What role do you feel music can play in influencing an election?
People, they just get glazed over and they turn off the political speeches and the political commercials. And, you know, it's really hard to hook them. But, you know, hardcore salsa fans are open to receiving the message if it's done the right way. It has to be done with humor and fact and, you know, and a good, really, you know, a good track and a good hook. And I think this jingle has all of those things. By the way, it was written by Rolando Padilla, who is a Venezuelan. I did my version of it.
Willie, you're no stranger to politics yourself. You ran for Congress for the seat that's now held by Elliot Engel in the Bronx, also for public advocate. Is there any future for you for running for any additional office?
Right now, I'm a special assistant and advisor to Mike Bloomberg. I think I'm always going to be involved in politics somehow. I don't see myself, you know, being a candidate anytime soon, but I keep my options open.
Okay, Willie Colon's song is called Mentira Fresca, or Fresh Lie. Willie, thanks so much for joining us on WNYC.
Thanks a lot.
Falta cariño de voluntad y mantenimiento. Se caen los puentes, explotan transformadores. Es culpa del niño guana la iguana o saboteadores. Mentira fresca y los mediocres están engañando.